Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. This is episode number 22 of season 6. We are into the second half of the season. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast, so half of the podcast that I do, the odd-numbered podcast, are album reviews. Last week's podcast was an album review of The Who's double album, Tommy. So you can go check that one out. That one was a fun podcast to do. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those are games guest-starring my wife, such as this one. And the other half of those are just little tidbits of information. 2 weeks ago, what I talked about was just some of the artists that passed away in 2023. So that was that little tidbit of information, that EP. But today's podcast, as I mentioned, and as you can see from the title, is a game of Scattergories. So how the game works is my wife and I both have a list of 12 different categories, and we'll run through the list when we get the game started. And each, you know, you get a starting letter. So this today's letter was tough. It was K. But we had to run down the list, come up with answers for K. Now, my wife gets first dibs. So if she has an answer for one of the categories and I had the same answer, she gets the point for it. However, I had the opportunity to write down two answers, so that way if one of my answers was said, I can use my second answer. So, we'll just get into it. The 12 categories. I have never won this game of Scattergories. I feel good about today, though. K was hard, but we'll see how it goes. All right. So, number one is songs by our favorite artist. We had to establish my favorite artist was Meatloaf. Hers was Jonas Brothers. Songs by your favorite artist. I had Keep Driving by Meatloaf.
I don't have anything because they don't have any with K.
All right. Then I get a point for there. I'm off to a great start. All right. Number two was popular artists from today. Who did you come up with?
Katy Perry.
I also came up with Katy Perry. But I also came up with Kendrick Lamar. So I'm giving myself... We each get a point for that one.
That's rough because I don't know if he sings today.
Yeah, he does. He's still an artist. All right. What was number three? Instruments. What did you come up with?
A kabaro.
What's a kabaro?
It's a drum.
All right. I'll give you the point. I had a kazoo.
Oh.
Just a little kazoo. All right. Band started in the U.S. What did you have?
Kiss.
I am not 100% sure on that, but I'll give it to you. I had, and if they definitely started in, they better have, Kansas.
Oh.
Started in the U.S.
That's a good one.
All right. So we each got a point. All right, number five is albums from the 1980s. What did you come up with?
Oh, Kansas would have been a good one. I just said Kiss again.
I'm not giving you points for
Why?
That. Why? What artist has an album called Kiss?
No, Kiss.
Albums from the 1980s.
Kiss, Greatest Hits.
No, you don't get a point for that.
Alrighty.
I didn't have anything for that one either. All right, bands named after places is number six. What did you have?
Nothing.
I had Kansas again. So, I get the point for that one. Songs released after 2015 is number seven. What did you have?
Nothing.
I had Kill You to Try from the Daisy Jones and the Six soundtrack. So, I get another point for that. Oh, boy. I might actually win. Blank
yeah,
in the Blank Bands?
To. Nothing.
I also did not come up with anything. Fleetwood Mac songs?
Nope, I don't think they have one either.
Anything? I don't know.
I don't think they do.
You tried?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to look at that then. But I also didn't come up with anything. Female artists?
Katy Perry again.
Hey, you got another point. I had Kesha.
Oh.
Well, I had Katy Perry, but I also had Kesha. So, yeah. Songs with love in the title.
Nothing.
I don't know if this will count. I had Keep On Loving You.
That's pretty good.
All right. I'm counting it. And then artists that go by one name.
Kanye.
And Kesha, again. I finally won one.
Yeah.
I got nine, and you had five. So I finally got a win there. So that was fun. Maybe you guys have thought of more things than we were able to come up with. But I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Dorney's Vinyl. If you're new to this podcast, please subscribe to me however you're listening. Spotify, Apple, Google. You can also go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. We're in the middle of voting for season 7, so polls are getting posted to my story on Instagram daily, voting for what albums you want to hear podcasts for in season 7. If you're interested in either starting or growing your record collection, I have 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store, which is also Dorney's Vinyl. You can search that up, and I think you can search by seller as well. There's like 380 some listings, I think, on that, and I'm putting more up every day. And next week's podcast is going to be an album review. It is going to be the Moody Blues Days of Future Past. So that'll be coming next week. Thank you guys for tuning in.